This is Ask the AD with Boise State's Athletic Director, Kurt Apsey, who's joining us here live from the Tailgate Sports Bar and Grill, where the Fiesta Bowl stars will be aligning at 3 o'clock on Saturday, autographing the poster behind us here with the 2007 Fiesta Bowl Ian Johnson likeness. So come on down here and join us. We're here till 6 o'clock, and then, of course, you may want to check them out with Alex Guerrero from 3 to 6 on Saturday. Kurt, it's good to see you. Homecoming week, add any to your load with festivities or luncheons or meetings or anything?
You know, we work a lot with folks on campus, obviously. You got a lot of people coming back, and the parade and the grand opening of the Alumni Center, and we're going to honor some distinguished alumni as well at the game in accordance with the Fiesta Bowl team. So, I'm probably working a lot more with campus maybe than I normally would during a game week. But, you know, for us, it's fairly normal throughout
right.
the week. Yeah.
I don't want to get distracted away from talking about the Fiesta Bowl, getting people to the game, but it dawns on me that you're a good person to ask about the impact of the Alumni Center.
Yeah.
It's across the street from Albertson Stadium. I think people have wondered what's in that building.
Yeah.
Some of our radio stations have been there for the Bronco Bash. It's the pregame tailgate that they do over there that they host. And it's such a massive building. There's
yeah.
a lot more in it, I'm assuming, than the Alumni Association.
Yeah.
How did this happen? What's going on in there? What is this?
Well, I mean, the dream behind it is really, you know, Alan and Dixie Dykeman. They're the ones that really helped finance a lot of it. I mean, there was a lot of people, obviously, that gave money to it, but they were the ones really behind it for a long time, and just a lot of work done by a lot of people, a lot of folks who wanted to see a building. And I was actually in there on Tuesday night. There was a kind of a sneak peek grand opening for the donors and some folks on campus, and it's amazing. It's all the people, the alumni office, our advancement team, all of our fundraisers on campus will be in there, communications, marketing, and promotion for the campus. I think we'll even have some legal counsel there as well. So there's quite a few people moving into the building, and it's, you know, if you have a chance to get through it on Saturday, it's worth a look, because it's a phenomenal place, and, you know, great for us because I work so closely with all those folks, and they've been across campus. In fact, they've been right across the street from here, across from the business building, and so, you know, it's always a trek to get over there. Now I can walk across the street. It'll be a lot easier for us.
Where were they? In the old motel over there?
Yeah, you know where the Starbucks used to be.
Yes, and yes,
the,
yes.
I think it was an office supply store there
yes,
at one point
yes,
or something.
Office,
so
yeah, Office Depot, yeah.
That's where they've been for, gosh, forever. They were the admin building before that, and then Boise State kind of took over that corner, and so they're excited. They're going to move into a pretty nice place, and you know it's just going to be an awesome building for people to come to visit. You know, potential students, people we're trying to hire to be able to walk them through a facility like that. It's going to be great for the campus.
It's obviously the Alumni Center, but I think you attach Alumni and Friends Center.
Correct.
So it's open to the public on Saturday.
Absolutely.
People can come in and
yep.
walk around, be curious, and,
yeah,
and do their thing.
That's what they want. To be honest with you, you know that Friends title in there is exactly for that. It's, you know, we have the athletic department on that side of the campus, but then that's kind of it. And then you've got to kind of get into the center of campus to see what else is going on. So I guess it's kind of another opening to campus with a building that's very welcoming to fans and students and, you know, people that just want to walk in the street and take a look at it. So it's going to be great.
I was downtown today, and I saw the Main Street Station. Cason Prater here at the tailgate with Kurt Apsey talking about another Boise State facility that opened in the middle of downtown where they moved, what, all the
computer science
kids?
Yeah, down in the Cradle Point area down
that,
there.
That, if you have not seen, Prater, you may not find Lucky Fins.
I've found Lucky Fins, and I saw a bunch of really cool-looking Boise State logos,
yeah,
too. Did
yeah.
those cost you a lot of money, Kurt?
You know, that's they're replacing that store with the one in Bodo. So
yeah.
What a great location. Woo. Yeah, storefront
it's
right there.
Beautiful
the building itself.
Got to go look at that.
Computer science area on campus is just growing. I think it's 700 or 800 students now, and they're moving in there, and they're actually afraid it might be not big enough now all of a sudden. But it's and it's in the middle of downtown, and, you know, surrounded by tech companies, which is great for us. And that partnership between Boise State and the downtown business area is just going to be terrific.
All right, Kurt, speaking of business, earlier in the week, I think after the luncheon for the BAA, you were talking to a lot of the media guys, the topic of how are ticket sales going for homecoming. And I think we heard at that time it was like 5,500 on Monday.
Yeah.
And Prater and I hear that and go, whoa, I haven't heard that for a while. That's a bigger number. I know there's group sales efforts. I don't know if you call the dogs off on a game like this. It's homecoming. Mm-hmm. And you think, hey, you know, let's hold our prices, or maybe we can only do so many group efforts at so many games.
Yeah.
But how did this one fall short, per se, in the upfront market?
You know, I don't know, Jeff. I mean, if I had the answer to that, you know, we'd be full, other than giving the tickets away, which, you know, I'm not a fan of, and primarily because we've had a lot of people buy tickets at the normal price. But you can still go down there today and get a ticket for $29.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's expensive, you know, if that's expensive to some people, then, you know, obviously that's how they look at it. But there's still a fairly inexpensive ticket down there to go get it. And, I mean, this game is huge for us. You know, you guys know what this means to us. And I think we're about a little under 4,500 now. So we've sold probably 1,000 tickets in the last couple of days. And, you know, we've still got some time before Saturday, and hopefully we can get closer to a sellout. But
the group guys hit it. They've been outselling it.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards. Yeah. Does the impact of not having a visiting opponent that at least takes 1,000 tickets or more finally kind of catch up with you?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. You know, for teams that come in here, especially this year because of how we're doing, you know, this is the Super Bowl for everybody we're playing, and it should be. You know, Colorado State has a chance to come in here and beat a good team, and we're very aware of that. And so we know we're going to get the best of everyone that comes in here, and I would hope that people would want to see that. And when we're undefeated and ranked 15th in the country and everybody knows what's on the line here, you know, there's a reason our record is 98-6 over the last 15 years here, and it's because our fans are great. And we've had good teams, and you put those two things together, and Boise State's really tough to beat, so I hope they show up.
We noticed this week it seemed like a bigger push on social media to get the word out. Students, players, staff, coaches, athletic directors, and then you came out with your letter to Bronco Nation.
You snuck that one on Twitter. I saw that.
I did sneak that one.
He worries me. He tapes phone calls.
I'm just Peter, helping you spread the word.
I looked at the list of who that was going to. I crossed off a few folks. I forgot to cross some of the guys off.
Well, you know, you're just trying to spread your word out there. Yeah. And the word is, you know, one, I think you're a little bit frustrated, but two, three of the next four games are at home.
Yeah.
And all three of those are 8:20 or 8:15 starts, 8:26, I like to say, including Thursday night. That's going to be a tough one, even though it's a great opponent.
Next Thursday.
This coming Thursday, yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
A week from tonight.
Right.
You've been pushing this pretty darn hard, and at one point, you can't push any harder.
Yeah.
Your thoughts and your motivation, and where do you have to stop?
Yeah. Well, you know, the correspondence between my office and the fans with that letter yesterday, you know, there was a reason behind that. I mean, first of all, I want them to know how much we appreciate them coming to the games and how important that is to us when that place is packed. And we talked about records and our relationship with ESPN and what that's done for us and how we've done since we've been a part of that relationship with them. But the fact of the matter is, you know, a lot of our success has to do with our fans showing up on game day and making that place a hard place to play. And, you know, right now, like I said, I can't change that. And that is what it is for now. And so I'm just hopeful that, you know, our fans can do whatever they can do to get out there. And there's not much I can do about, you know, who we're playing. But we've got some tickets, I think, that are fairly priced that still gives people the opportunity to come out. And I just want to make sure people understand what that relationship is with ESPN and our conference and how important that is to us. And I know not everybody's going to agree with that.
Sure.
But it's just important to me that they understand it and that when they are talking to someone about it, there at least is – When someone's either complaining about it or, you know, telling us how much they don't like those late kickoff games, we can at least tell them why. And like I said, they might not agree with it, but I just want to make sure they understand the reasons behind it and how important that is to us.
Was there any kind of whether it was a staff meeting or a department email blast, was there a kind of a concerted effort to get organized and do a lot of social media this week? It seemed like there really was an upgrade.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we tried to base it around our current success, obviously, and how important it is to get those people out there. You know, we're bringing this team back from 10 years ago that, you know, in my eyes, changed our world in many, many ways. And what a great opportunity to come out and see those guys. We got about 45 or 50 of them coming back. We had five or six of them at the coaches club luncheon today. It was great to see them. And, you know, people, if they look back and say, hey, what game changed Boise State, you know, without a doubt, that was it. And so we got a chance to see these guys and honor them at halftime. And, you know, that's a pretty darn good reason to come out and at least see those guys. So hopefully they will.